Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. We are having one hell of a discussion tonight on Tavern Chat Live, I guess you would call it, the hangout on our Tenkar's Tavern Discord server. I had to actually just drop out of it because I got to record the podcast. It's 11:30, Thursday night, December 19th, 2019. So we touched on a couple of things. We've also, right now, we're talking about the tribality, I think that's the right word, of communities and the sub-communities within them. The OSR in general and sub-communities have come out of that. But prior to that, we were talking a lot about starting campaigns and I guess helping to define the characters and giving them a feeling of belonging to the setting. And coincidentally, I've been reading Brazen Backgrounds, Character Backgrounds for Bronze Age Settings. This is by Ryan Wilkinson, and it really fit what we were talking about. Now, like I said, this is about Bronze Age settings, but what you have here are some general backgrounds, which get divided up a little bit deeper, like fighters and killers are broken up as charioteers, foot soldiers, brigands or brigand hunters, street tough, executioner, pirate raider. And then, excuse me, I did a lot of talking tonight, so my throat's a little. And then if you go from there, you can get even deeper into it. So with the brigands, okay, you know, despite their grandiose pretensions, even the great palaces can only maintain order so well. On the fringes of society, the strong and the violent impose their own order and take what they want, or use similar methods to protect their own dependents. Add either a short sword or short bow and arrows to your equipment inventory. And then you can either roll a d4 or you can have your player choose. But the background, you were a bandit preying on overland trade routes. You were a cattle rustler and raider on the edges of remote villages. You were part of a border town's brigand hunting defense force, which meant that you had to master the skills of bandits in order to track them down. You were a monster hunter, part of a group with a dubious honor of hunting down creatures too terrible for shepherds and villagers to drive off on their own. In consultation with the GM, select a favorite energy creature type. You are familiar with this foe and the tactics needed to combat them. If the GM agrees, you also get a bonus on rolls in combat against this enemy. So you have a reason for your character to exist. And a little background, so maybe that's why you chose to be a fighter, or maybe that's why you chose to be, oh God, I hate to say this word, rogue, but I guess, or a scout, or whatever. And then why did you leave? A larger bandit group finally burned down the local town. If you were a bandit yourself, these were your rivals. A corrupt local landowner made himself patron to the local brigands, liquidating any bandits or bandit hunters who resisted his schemes. You were among those squeezed out. A foreign army rampaged through your homeland, and you narrowly escaped with your life. Local sources of wealth dried up in a severe drought. The region could no longer support commerce, let alone bandits or those who guard against them. There are story hooks that can be grabbed out of here for your campaign. Now, there are four groups described: fighters and killers, sages and savants, laborers and artisans, and rogues and outsiders. They're each divided up by six little subdivisions, or they're not classes, but professions or whatever. Now, mind you, this is aimed at Bronze Age gaming. And I don't know offhand, maybe Glorantha for RuneQuest, that would fit into that Bronze Age type of setting. But I don't know of any standard or popular fantasy settings that are set into the Bronze Age. But a product like this should be inspirational for the rest of us, because something like this gives your players something to latch on to at the beginning of the game, at the beginning of that campaign, and enough to feed off of, you know, your background. Now, remember, I started with AD&D 1E. And yes, you had that list of secondary professions like, oh, everybody wanted to be a jeweler in that background, or an armorer, or a weaponsmith, so they could repair their armor. And this gives you a bit more depth, or makes more sense than a chart of professions with really no descriptions and no background to it. This is nice. These are adventure seeds. This has a lot of potential. So, now I'd like to see one. It could, you know what? This could work by character races, elf, dwarf, halfling. Yes, I even like gnomes, so go fuck yourselves. All right? I think gnomes are cool classes. Cool race. Or you could just do it for just general professions, you know. And again, there's a lot to like here. So this is available on DriveThruRPG. I really should have checked out how much it was. I don't think it was cost prohibitive, but of course, why would I have checked it out before I started the podcast? Probably because I jumped in right from the chat. Oh, I guess it would help if I actually could spell. Not Bracken. Broken. Brazen. That's why I couldn't spell it. It's $4.75. Seriously. A very, very worthwhile product. It's Gundabad Games, but just Brazen Backgrounds. Go to DriveThru. Give it a peek. You'll like it. Okay? Beyond that, we're getting close to Christmas, aren't we? Which means that today was the day two of OSR Christmas. So there's more gifts to be given. Nobody, by the way, called in and tried to claim the gift certificates that we were offering here on the podcast. So, all right, screw you. Go to tankcarstavern.com. Go to day two OSR Christmas and make a comment. Get in. Get yourself placed to a chance to possibly get randomly chosen to get a gift or two. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow.